Endurance is nobler than strength, patience than beauty. John Ruskin. Hello and welcome to Yoga with Melissa 355. This is our back to school series, back to basics. We are doing a class on endurance today, and we have just had to endure about an hour of leaf blowing, garbage trucks backing up. I mean, oh my God. And now we are going to transition into filming and being on our yoga mat. But actually, it was great timing in a way, because I was going to recommend for members that they could do the storing your energy for the day class with the slow-mo ball. So I was able to lie on my mat and really get into doing the connective tissue practices for my belly and my chest and really into my intercostal muscles. And that will just really prepare you well for the class, members. So you can do that. If you're not a member already, we have great connective tissue practices in our membership community. You are going to need some props today. Thank you to Dusky Leaf for our props. You're going to need a bolster. Today I'm using the rectangular bolster. You're going to need two blocks, and you're going to need a folded blanket. Thank you to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing purple leggings and the flying heart sign on a bamboo short sleeve top. I have a testimonial for you today. It's from Barbara from our membership community, and she's speaking about last week's class from the Back to School series on balance. She said, "Melissa, that class was by far the hardest class I have ever taken. But I stuck with it and will definitely incorporate different parts of it on a daily basis into my personal practice. You must have done tremendous and time-consuming research to design this class. It will be interesting to me to see any improvement as the months unfold. Thank you for all the effort you put into presenting this class to all of us. Namaste." So thank you to Barbara and to all of you who take the time to send me messages through email, through SpeakPipe, on my website, in YouTube, on Facebook, Instagram, and of course, all the most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. Okay, we're going to get started today with our peace mantra. So you'll want to come to a seated position. We'll bring our hands together at our heart center, close our eyes, and turn inward so that we can come together as student and teacher. Om Sahana Vavatu, Sahano Bhunaktu, Sahavīryam Karvavahai, Tejasvina Vaditamastu, Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we work together in the union for the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be on to all. We'll begin our practice with your bolster, lying down in Shavasana. We're going to be in this position for probably about 15 minutes. With this endurance class today, there are going to be long holds in the class. So you'll want to make sure you're comfortable. You may even want to put that blanket down. Actually, let's do that. One thing that I like to do with a folded blanket for extra comfort, especially if you're not on a carpet and you tend towards the bony side like me, is put a blanket down on your mat, and it still gives you a firm surface, but just a little extra, little bit of cushion for your bones. So you put that down, and then you have your rectangular bolster underneath your knees. And then it gives you a slight bend in your knees. And you're going to lie down on your back. And as soon as you lie down on your back, you're going to start to feel yourself settle into the ground. Feel yourself surrender to gravity. Feel your heels on the ground. Feel your backs of your knees resting into the bolster. Feel your pelvis sinking into the ground. Feel your forearms and your elbows dropping into the ground. Feel your shoulders resting into the ground. Feel your rib cage resting into the ground. And feel your head resting into the ground. And each time you breathe out, feel yourself sink a little bit more deeply, relax and let go a little bit more, so that you know that this is your time on your yoga mat to let go of tension, to let go of the worries of the day, and to turn inwards and to start to focus on what's happening in your body. Each time you breathe out, feel yourself sink into the ground. Today's class is about endurance. And in our culture, it is unusual for us to stay with one thing for any length of time. There is so much choice in our lives, from everything that we do, in our work, from yoga teachers to yoga styles, the food we eat, books, movies, entertainment, education. It's really easy for us to go from one thing to the next without going deep with one thing. It's easy for us to go from one thing to the next when we come to an edge, when we come up against a difficulty, when we become bored or challenged. And today we are focusing on endurance, the capacity to stay with something without moving on. So your challenge today is to not click off this video. Your challenge today is to stay with the sensations in your physical body. Your challenge today is to stay with boredom when it comes up, to be curious about boredom, to be curious about that knee-jerk reaction to click off, to find something more entertaining, more engaging, to stay with the itch to move on when you want to find something more interesting. And just notice how often that happens for you. So knowing that that's the direction for our class today, set an intention for what you want to receive from your practice today. What is it that you are trying to create, sustain, or release in your life right now? And how can your yoga practice help you to do that? So begin to form an intention as you're lying here. Once you've formed your intention, you're going to place your hands on your lower belly if they're not already there. You're going to begin to breathe into your lower belly. You're going to find a space between your perineum and your belly button towards the back of your belly, towards the back of your body. And breathe into that space. On your breath in, feel your belly inflating, your lower belly inflating. And as you breathe out, feel your lower belly letting go, dropping, sinking down and into the earth. So breathing in, letting your focus be on that space between your perineum and your navel towards the back of your body. As you breathe in, inhaling, filling that space in your lower abdomen. Following your breath all the way in. As you breathe out, let your belly deflate, sink down, drop down into the earth. Feel the space in your low belly as you breathe in, as the area in your low belly inflates like a balloon. And then just letting that air out of your low belly. Becoming aware of the space that's being created in your low belly. As you focus on that spot, breathing into that spot between your perineum and your navel, filling the space with air as you inhale. Relaxing, releasing, letting go as you breathe out. Let the front of your abdominal wall be completely soft as you're breathing in and out. Feeling your abdominal wall expand as you breathe in and drop back as you breathe out. And move your hands up to your mid-chest. So that's going to be the place at the bottom two ribs where your sternum comes down at the bottom. And you're going to breathe into this place, lifting the bottom of your breastbone. So breathe in. And then breathe out. And see if you can
Follow your breath all the way to the top of your inhalation and feel the lifting of the bottom of your breastbone here. Breathe in fully, but without creating any tension. And as you breathe out, you drop down. Rest back and sink and feel your rib cage connecting more deeply with the ground. Breathe in fully. Feel the bottom of your breastbone lifting as you breathe in fully. Breathe out. Feel your rib cage dropping, sinking, releasing, letting go into the ground. Follow your breath completely and fully. Space between your teeth, shoulders are relaxed, elbows are relaxed, fingertips are relaxed, wrists are relaxed. Follow your breath all the way in. Feel the lifting at the bottom of your breastbone. And then just let it go. Feel how much space is being created in your torso through this breathing. No effort, no tension, no overdoing. And then move your fingertips up to your collarbones. And you're going to be breathing right up to your collarbones, and with your breath, you're going to be lifting your collarbones. Breathe right up to your collarbones, lift your collarbones, and then on your breath out, feel your collarbones drop, sink, release, drop into the ground. Lifting your collarbones, taking quite a big breath in to lift your collarbones. And then letting it go, letting your just collarbones sink and drop. You can let your breath spread out along your collarbones, down along your collarbones, into your shoulder joints as well as you breathe up into your upper chest. And feel how your breath is coming right up into the base of your throat as well. When you breathe in so much to lift your collarbones. Now that we've created all this space in our torso, you're going to bring your hands back down to your belly, and we're going to put all three these three movements together. So you're going to breathe into your belly from that space between your perineum and your navel. And then let it flow right into your ribs, into your middle ribs, that space at the bottom of your breastbone. And then let it continue right up to your collarbones. And once your whole torso is full of air, pause. And then just breathe out. So let's just do this a few times, filling up from belly, ribs, right up to your upper chest. Pause at the end of your inhalation, feel your whole torso filled with air, and then breathe out and feel yourself sinking into the earth. Next time you breathe out, let go of the three-part breathing. Just breathe normally. Notice what sensations are present in your physical body now. Become aware of the quality of your mind. Notice your energy. And also become aware of your emotional landscape. Okay, from here slowly we're going to explore bridge pose, Setu Bandhasan. So we'll put these props off to the side now. Moving slowly as you come out of this breath practice, this pranayama practice, so that you give your body a chance to adjust to these different layers of prana in your body. Oh, I folded my cord in the blanket. Okay. I'm energized and dopey all at the same time. Okay. So you can probably stay just lying on your back. We're just going to lie with our knees bent and our feet flat on the floor. And we're going to do bridge pose. Now, with this class, it's going to be long holds, so mentally you need to prepare for that a bit. I'm going to try to give you lots of cues so that this will be easier. So here, become aware of your feet, your shin bones, your upper leg bones, and your pelvis, your arms on the ground. This all is going to become your scaffolding, and the more you can rest into your scaffolding, the less you're going to have to effort through your muscles. So sink into all of that. Feel your feet on the ground. Sink into your feet. Feel your shin bones. Feel your feet. Feel your shin bones. Feel your feet. Feel your shin bones. Feel your pelvis lift off the ground. Feel your shoulders sinking into the ground. Feel your collarbones broadening across your chest. You just spent probably about 3 to 5 minutes breathing into your collarbones. Feel your feet. Feel your shin bones. Feel the energy traveling down through your knees, through your shin bones, into your feet. And feel the energy traveling down through your knees, through your upper leg bones, through your pelvis, down through your shoulders and into the ground. Breathe into your belly, into your rib cage, into your upper chest. Feel your feet. Feel your shin bones. Sink into your feet. Feel your heels. Feel the ball of your foot. Feel all five toes. Breathe into your collarbones. Feel your shoulders on the ground. Scan your body for any tension that you're feeling. Breathe into the tension. See if you can let that tension go. Feel your feet. Feel your shin bones. Feel that scaffolding supporting you here. Feel your collarbones. Breathe into your collarbones and feel the support across your shoulders. Breathe into your collarbones. Breathe across your collarbones. Feel the support of your shoulders. Feel your head on the ground. Feel your feet. Feel the ball of your foot. Feel your shins. Feel your feet. Breathe into your collarbones. Breathe into your belly. Relax your glutes. Feel your feet. Breathe into your collarbones. Feel your upper back against the ground. And then you're slowly going to lower down. Now slowly, slowly draw your knees into your chest. Soften in your hip creases. Let go of any effort and tension. And let your body totally yield into the ground. Okay, from here, we're going to roll to our sides and make our way up to all fours. Okay, for here, you're going to need probably a blanket underneath your knees. So get a folded blanket for underneath your knees, and you're going to walk your left leg through. Now remember, you're going to be in this pose for a good length of time. So don't go to your deepest edge to begin. That sounded like a Wicked Witch of the West kind of cackle, didn't it? Okay, choose a doable edge that you can be with for length of time. So same kind of thing here. You want to feel your foot, feel your left foot, feel your left shin. It's like feeling the scaffolding of this pose. Feel your right hip bone, feel your right shin, feel all the parts of your skeleton that are supporting you and connecting you to the ground. And also become aware of your pelvis, your pelvic bowl here. Left side and right side. And start to become aware of the energy traveling down through your front leg, down through your foot, but also through your back leg, through your right hip, down through your right knee, down through your right shin, the right top of your foot. And breathe through that. feeling the downward flow of energy, just letting go of any need to do and allowing the gradual process of unfolding to happen naturally. So feel your left foot, your left ankle, your left shin bone, your left knee, your left upper leg bone. Breathing, feeling the tension beginning to unravel where it's unraveling in your pelvis, in the front of your psoas and your right hip. Breathing and folding, allowing the gradual process of unfolding to happen. Noticing where tension is, breathing into it, going into it, breathing and then feeling it softening and opening. Feel your foot on the ground. Feel your shin. Feel the energy traveling down through your shin. When you feel tension, breathe into the tension. And allow it to soften. Feel the gradual unfolding, unraveling. Let it happen naturally. Feel the tension, go into the tension. And then feel the tension release. Okay, so we're going to come out of this pose. You're going to come out of it very slowly, very slowly. And with care. And then we're going to do the other side. So you're going to step your right leg through this time. And again, remember, this is new on this side, so you're going to not expect it to feel the same way as the other side, and you're going to go not to your deepest edge to begin. So where we ended on the last side is not where you're going to begin on this side. So find a soft edge here. And begin by feeling your right foot on the ground. Feel all five toes, the ball of your foot, your heel, your ankle. And then feel your right shin bone. Feel the energy traveling down through your shin bone, through your right foot and into the ground. Feel your upper right leg bone back through your pelvis. And then feel your left upper leg bone. Feel your right glute. Feel your left psoas. It's your left hip flexor right here. Feel your left leg bone. Feel the energy traveling down through your left upper leg bone, down through your knee and into the ground. Feel your left shin and the left top of your foot. And you're starting to just feel this downward flow of energy through your right shin bone, down into the ground, down through your foot and into the ground, through your upper left leg bone, down through into the ground, through your knee and through your shin and through the top of your foot. But also you're feeling the tremendous energy in your pelvis as it sinks and drops into the ground. Now scan your body for tension, for intense sensations. Breathe into the tension, go into the tension. And allow the tension to dissolve. Feel your right foot on the ground. Feel your right shin. Feel the downward flow of the energy. Feel the intense sensation. Go into the intense sensation. So this is what happens on our mat. We encounter intense sensations. This is what happens in our life. We encounter intensity. And in our lives, when we encounter intensity, any number of things can happen. We turn away. We explode in anger. We act out. And when we encounter this kind of intensity in our yoga practice, we are learning how to stay with it. We are learning that intense sensation is impermanent, and that we have the capacity to stay with it. Now very slowly, going to ease your way out of this posture. And then we're going to set up our blanket for the next posture. And I'm actually going to give you an option for the next posture as well. We're going to be doing Ek Pad Rajkapatasan, which is pigeon pose. So this pose can be intense for your knees if you have any knee issues. If that's the case, I would recommend that you take Eye of the Needle on your back instead. There's still leaf blowing outside. They could come in here and get this little one. I've been going for about 2 hours now. So that looks like this. So that's going to be much easier if you have any knee issues, just because we know we're going to be in the pose for a long time. So don't go looking for trouble, is what I'm saying. You can also do it against the wall too, that one. Nice option. Oh, please don't tell me I'm going to make that come down now. Whew, got lucky. Okay. Okay, pigeon. So start on all fours. And part of this is setting yourself up slowly, I've discovered too in my practice. So ease yourself into it slowly. You're going to take your right knee forward. Now, this is the slowly part, I find. Slide your left leg back and long. Slow. So that you're slowly connecting your right buttocks to the ground. So see how I was able to lower my right buttocks right to the ground there because I moved into it so slowly. Now, if your hips are tight, so that's not going to happen, then you're going to take your a folded blanket or your meditation cushion or your bolster and put it underneath there so that your buttocks is not hanging in midair. This is really important because we're going to be holding this for so long. Because if it's hanging in midair, you're just stressing your joints, you're stressing your SI joint, you're stressing your hip joint, and it's no good. You want this absolutely on the ground. So do what you need to do to fill the space so that your buttocks is resting on the ground. And then you're going to fold forward into pigeon pose. And in pigeon pose, I want you to feel all the parts of your body that are connecting to the ground. So feel your forehead, your forearms, your elbows. Feel the top of your right foot, your right ankle, your right shin bone, your right knee, your right outer thigh, your right buttocks, your right upper, your left upper thigh, your left knee, your left shin, and the left top of your foot. And just spend a few breaths allowing all these parts of your body to sink more deeply into the ground. Now search for the intensity, and one thing I know about pigeon is you don't have to look very hard for intensity. Find the intense sensation. Breathe into it. And begin to allow it to dissolve as you breathe into it. This won't happen all at once. Just allow this process of dissolving, releasing, letting go to happen little by little. Keep sensing into those connections with the ground and letting those points of tension release into the ground there.
So it's about undoing, letting go, releasing, allowing, opening, and softening. Breathe into the intensity, go right into the intensity. Let it release into the ground. So slowly, slowly, we're going to gradually
Very slowly come out of this pose, as slowly as you came into it, with care and attention. And just take a moment to lengthen that leg out behind you. And then we'll go ahead and do this on the other side. You're going to slowly slide your left knee forward to your left wrist. Bring your left heel over towards your right hip bone. So this is the part where I find it really helps to go slowly. Slide your right leg back. You're sliding it back until your left hip, your left buttocks connects with the ground. And if it doesn't, then you're going to fill the space with a blanket or a meditation cushion or a block so that your joints are not hanging out in the air without any support. That's really important because we're doing this with long holds. So once you've got your buttocks on the ground, your joints aren't hanging out in the air, you've got that full support, you're going to fold forward here. Relax completely. And now you're starting to feel in for the parts of your body that are resting against the ground. So you're feeling your forehead, your hands, your wrists, your forearms, your elbows, the top of your left foot, your left ankle, your left shin, your left outer thigh, your left buttocks, your right upper thigh, your right shin, and the top of your right foot. You're just taking a few moments now to feel all these parts of your body and how they're connecting to the ground. And letting them sink even more deeply into the ground. And then if you're a normal human being in pigeon pose, you're probably starting to feel intense sensation call to you. So let yourself go to that intense sensation. Go into the sensation. And notice how when you go into the sensation that it begins to dissolve and let go. And be with this process of being with tense sensation intensity and witness its unfolding and letting go. Go into the intense sensation. Follow it fully. Notice how it shifts and changes.
Feel your right hand on the ground. Feel your left foot on the ground. Feel your right foot on the ground. Feel your right thigh on the ground. Feel your left elbow on the ground. Feel your forehead on the ground. Become aware of your pelvis. Notice the unfolding, the letting go, the movement. And then slowly, slowly, even more slowly than you came into the pose, you're going to start to come out of the pose. Stretch your left leg behind you. For our final pose, we're going to take child's pose. So you're going to use a bolster for this. You don't need to use a bolster, actually, but you could if you wanted to. It's up to you. You probably don't need one at this point, but whatever feels good. I think I'm gonna forgo. I don't know. Probably with my mic, it's better if I don't. So choose what you want in this practice. And set yourself up. If I hit that one more time, that's going to cause marital disharmony. We're going to rest here in child's pose. Wide knee child's pose so that there's lots of space in the lower body. And here, feel your tops of your feet on the ground, your shins on the ground. And I forgot to mention, please do take knees to chest on your back if this causes discomfort in your ankles, your knees. Feel your forearms on the ground, feel your forehead on the ground. And as you're in this pose, I want you to feel for breath movement in your pelvic floor. And also in your lower back, down in and around your low back, in and around your sacrum. So really let yourself tune into breath movement in your pelvic floor, in and around your sacrum, around your low back. Well, the whole time staying connected to your connection to the ground through your forearms, your forehead, your shins, and the top of your feet.
If your practice is not bringing you joy or discoveries, insights, wisdom, suppleness, movement, opening, it's because you're doing too much and trying too hard and not taking the time to observe. So take the time to observe here. Observe your connection to the ground through your forehead, your forearms, your elbows, your shins, the tops of your feet. Observe the suppleness in your pelvic floor, your sacrum, the movement there as you breathe in and out. Then slowly, slowly, you're going to make your way out of this pose. And you're going to take your bolster and lie on your back for Shavasana. Stay resting back in Shavasana to receive and integrate your practice. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem while you stay resting back in Shavasana. This poem is called The Faces of Deer by Mary Oliver. When for too long I don't go deep enough into the woods to see them, they begin to enter my dreams. Yes, there they are, in the pine woods of my inner life. I want to live a life full of modesty and praise. Each hoof of each animal makes the sign of a heart as it touches, then lifts away from the ground. Unless you believe that heaven is very near, how will you find it? Their eyes are pools in which one would be content on any summer afternoon, to swim away through the door of the world. Then love and its blessing. Then heaven. So gradually wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bend your knees. Roll to your right side and slowly make your way up to seated so we can sit with our mudra. I've chosen a mudra that will support us in endurance. It's a mudra for your kidneys, actually. So our kidneys are our organ for endurance. And actually, most people's kidneys are kind of depleted because we go too much, we do too much, and not in a really deep way, which is kind of what I've been saying. And actually, like from teaching this class, I feel kind of wrung out. I feel both kind of wrung out and energized at the same time because we've gone so deep. Feel quite spacious in my body as well. But I was saying to Tim between a cut, I think it's to teach in such a deep way takes a lot of focus and awareness. So I don't know if I'm making sense here. Anyway, makes sense? Yeah. I think even practicing in this way also restores energy. So it takes endurance, but it also bolsters the endurance. It probably is very nourishing for your kidneys. So this mudra is also nourishing for your kidneys, which will support your endurance. We're so used to flitting across the surface. We don't go into the depths. So this is going to support you in going into your depths. Take your left hand, bring your thumb and your ring finger together. Then you're going to put your thumb on your right hand into that space at the base of your thumb and just wrap your palm around the back of your hand. And you'll bring this to the level of your navel. And close your eyes. And you're going to breathe into that space, the same space that we breathed into at the very beginning of the class. That space at the back of your body, between your perineum and your navel, into your low belly. You can play around a little bit with your posture, so leaning forward and back a little bit to see where the sweet spot is, where it's easier to breathe into that point in your lower belly, the space at the back of your body, the space in the middle between your perineum and your navel. You've been leaning from side to side a little bit, just micro movements, and you'll find that sweet spot where it's just so easy to breathe into that space of your lower belly. Relax your shoulders. Let go of tension in your eyes, between your eyebrows. Let there be space between your teeth and just let your tongue hang in your mouth loosely. Keep coming back to that space in your low belly. Space between your perineum and your navel. Towards the back of your body, breathing into that space, No tension, no effort. Feeling the spaciousness in your lower belly. Then bring your left palm up, your right palm down. We'll go right into our mantra and our mudra to draw our practice in first to ourselves and then offer it out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way for the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining me for this class on endurance. It's been one I've had in my mind for quite some time. If you like today's class, please give it a thumbs up. If you know somebody who you think would enjoy it, please feel free to share it with them. If you're new to our channel, we put out a new show every single Friday. So if you subscribe to our channel on iTunes or YouTube, it will show up in your feed every single Friday. I want to thank Linda, Lois, Hillary, and Sonia for your donations. We appreciate your support very much. You can give of your time and influence to Yoga with Melissa by leaving your comments below in the comments. You can leave a comment about this class. I'd love to know your experience with it. Or you can influence the creation of our next series of classes, which is going to be a series of classes on balance. I asked you last week, and I got some great feedback on what you find your most which yoga pose you find most challenging to balance in. So let me know what that is. Maybe today, because this class was on endurance, what yoga pose do you find most challenging to balance for a long time? So what balancing pose do you find challenging to hold the longest for? Leave that in the comments. And we've got quite a collection of poses to choose from for this balancing series. So thank you for that. And if you would like, this is my last chance, if you would like my back to school list of my 10 essential classes for the back to school season, then go to www.melissawest.com/355. Put your email address in the opt-in box at the bottom, and then you can get that back to school list. And after this, that's the last time I'm offering it. So today we focused on endurance. I led you through a breath practice at the beginning that was something that's quite similar that we're doing in our membership communities right now. We're meeting once a week for a live meditation class. And if you would like to be part of that, so there's a live meditation class, but also in our membership community right now, we're reading a book on breath that's quite amazing. And we're meeting this weekend. feature one of our members who's had quite a deep experience with it, and I'm going to be taking you through some of the practices on it, and we're meeting live to do that, and coming together live and seeing each other on video and having those interactions is really exciting, and it's a big part of our community. So if you'd like to be part of that, then I will link to that in the show notes for our members. And also, if you're not already a member, you can click here below. Yeah, come on and join us. We'd love to have you as part of our community. So many people say, I've been following you for so many years, and these classes are great, but it's so great when you get to be part of the community and go deeper with your experience. Like, we just go so much deeper in the membership community, and we have the live classes once a week. We meet up once a month, and there's so much more that's available to you in the membership community. So we'd love to have you in a membership community where we have value-added content, a community of like-minded people that come together from all around the world that support each other in their practice, and where you can receive ongoing support in deepening your yoga practice for myself. Every day I write on the forum about my practice, what that looks like. From our leadership team writes about what their practice looks like. And on our online forum, our weekly live classes and our monthly motivational meetups and retreats. So the link is below for that, and I'm sending you much love from hey, it stopped raining. Is it still raining? Oh, it's just not coming down in buckets now. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia, the wet coast. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as grounded as the trees in our forest, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.